Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'll learn how to tell time in a minute. Let's see, Mickey's big hand is on the 3, and Mickey's little hand is on the 2. There you go. 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. You know, I've told you before, folks, if I didn't laugh at myself, I'd miss the best laughs of my life. I encourage you to figure out how to do that. If you can't laugh at yourself, if you've ever raised teenagers, you know what I'm talking about, because if you don't laugh at yourself, you're not laughing with them, because they're laughing at you, whether you know it or not. And more than likely, you probably do know it. Anyway, I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I want to talk about ethics. And I've covered this with you a little bit before, and I'll be talking about it some more. This is what my new book's about that you'll be able to get pretty soon. The book's called The Third Ingredient, and the subtitle of the book is, I don't think I've ever told you this before, the subtitle is The Journey of Analog Ethics into the World of Digital Fear and Greed. So you and I, our forebears, for 10,000 years, created the marketplace. Created the marketplace, and in the marketplace, we created ethics. To help us develop the marketplace, right? But those ethics are all analog ethics because we were in an analog world. But now we're moving into the digital age. And the things that we work with, the things that we do, things we use, and things we're creating to help us do our things, like devices, like computers, like algorithms, like driverless cars, like Internet of Things, right? Like the thermostat, your programmable thermostat you can operate from your phone or how about your television, where you can program your television from on the other side of the country so you don't miss a show you wanted to catch, right? That's an IoT connection. All those things, we're asking our devices, we're asking our technology, we're asking our digital tools to do more things for us. Well, for 10,000 years, you and I did all those things ourselves. And every time we did some of that, there was an ethical component to it. There was some kind of an ethical component to those things. And now we're asking our devices to do those things. And nobody is thinking about, or has been thinking about, how do we build an ethical component into what they do? Can we program ethics? Can we actually program trust into our digital devices? Well, I think we can. I've got some ideas about it. But I'm telling you right now, we have to start thinking about it. And the problem we have today is you and I are ethical people. I know you are small business owners because you couldn't continue to do your business if you weren't. You're an ethical person. I'm an ethical person. But the fact is that as we ask our devices to do more for us, shouldn't we expect our devices to have some ethical components as we touch customers with our technology? I used to say my rule of thumb 15 years ago was never ask a customer to use a piece of your technology unless there's something in it for them. Make it handy for them. I've said that for years. But now we have to think about making it ethical for them, because you're asking them to interface. You have never heard me use that word that way before, but I'm going to do it this way. You're asking them to interface. You'll be asking them to use a digital interface. That's the real term for it. And they're going to expect your devices, your technology, to treat them the same way you would have treated them. And that means with some ethics. And so we have to start thinking about this, my friends. One of my best stories I picked up this week. Now I've got a new best story. A guy walked up to me this week. I'd given a speech on this topic. He walked up and he said, "You know, I'm not worried about human beings. We'll find a way to put ethics into our digital stuff. It'll just happen. We don't have to worry about it, et cetera, et cetera." And I said, "Well, let me ask you a question. You're an ethical driver, right?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "I'm an ethical driver. As long as I'm driving toward you and you're driving toward me, then if one of us has to make an ethical decision driving, and we do all the time, right? I'll let you in, you'll let me in, I'll move over so you can move over. Those kinds of things, right? That's all ethical. Those are all ethical decisions. I said, so if I'm coming at you and you're coming at me and we're both ethical drivers, no problem, right? He said, yeah. I said, but what if the other vehicle is a driverless car? Now, how do you feel about the ethics of that other vehicle coming at you? He didn't have an answer for that. Well, folks, a driverless car is pretty dramatic. But they're not, they're actually, you may not be in the market for a driverless car today or maybe even next year, but you're buying Internet of Things all the time right now. You're increasingly asking your customers to use your technology more and more. In fact, if you can't really compete against Amazon if you don't step up your game a little bit with the area of technology in your business. You've got to do that. But it doesn't change the fact that your customers are going to expect a little bit more out of you, a little more of the values that you demonstrate, a little more of the ethics you demonstrate. So all I want you to do right now is think about delivering digital ethics, not just analog ethics the way you do it. But have your stuff, your technology, deliver digital ethics. And I'm going to leave you with one little thought to get you started. Just because I can doesn't mean that I should. Before you allow somebody to gain access to everything so you can play with their app, maybe you shouldn't. Just because you can, maybe you shouldn't. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
That's right.
Do it no matter what. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.